Here's a question that you're being asked by our listener, Ryan. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready?
Got it.
Ryan says he's been offered a job that's virtual until the pandemic is over. He says he's been out of work for quite a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So he's offered a job. It's virtual until the pandemic is over, after which they expect him to relocate across the country.
Mm-hmm.
He has no intention of relocating, but he needs the job. He needs the money. He needs the work. So he wants to know from you, Mr. Anthony, is it okay to accept this job knowing that there's no way he's going to move?
No, I don't think so. I think you have to just keep looking for another job, because I've gotten a job before, and in the interview they said, we might want you to move. And I said, well, if you want me to move, that ends this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ain't moving.
Right.
And that's what I told. I worked for a record company before, and that's what they said in the interview. And I said, I ain't moving. If that's a deal breaker, then I'm sorry. I want to stay in one place, and that's all I want to do. And they offered me Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and I turned it down.
Right.
And, you know, they offered me Dallas 3 years into my job, and I turned it down. So that wasn't a good thing on either side. Because I told you not to offer me another position, and right. you did anyway. And I said, there's no way I'm moving. I ain't moving to Texas. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but those were not, you do not know where Texas is. That's true.
No.
We have done that before. We've looked on a map and you don't know where anything is. But okay, so that during normal times, I would agree with you. But I think during pandemic/COVID times, when you need to work and you haven't worked for months and you don't know when your next job is going to be, I think you take whatever job you're offered, do a really amazing job, so that way they can see that, you know what, you don't have to relocate. You're doing a great job remotely, and you can continue to do the job remotely. And they want you so badly that they work out a deal with you that you can do the job as you're doing it.
No, because I think the company said as soon as this is over, and it could be over in 2 weeks, we don't know. You're going to have to move.
It's going to be over in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be over by April. It's just going to go away.
September, if we're lucky.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they could be going back to work in 2 weeks. We don't know when that company is going to open back up. So it could come in 2 weeks. And they had that rule when they were interviewing that you're going to have to move. The company's not going to like it when he backs out, you know, 2 months into it.
That's a good point. Right. That they may say, you know, I guess the answer is it depends what industry you're in. Because if you and I did that, we would never work again in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
That would get around so fast. People would know immediately that we are somebody that lied about what we were willing to do for a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a small industry. I mean, if he works in a very big industry that nobody would ever know, or it's like one small division of it, and it wouldn't have any repercussions on his reputation, I say go for it. But you're right. You know what? If this company is never going to want to work with you again, and then you're going to have to explain to your next employer why you only worked there for 2 months.
Let's say I'm still at my radio station and I'm looking to hire a midday person. So I hire a midday person, but I say, hey, for the next couple of months, nobody's going to be in the studio. So if you have a studio at home, you can do your shift from the studio. But as soon as we open back up, you have to be here. You have to be here every day to do remotes, hang out with clients, blah, blah, blah. So when that 2 months is over and he is doing the show from home, and then they have to come into the studio and they say, no, I'm not going to, I'm going to be pissed because I could have hired the next person that was on the list that was just as good as you. But no, I passed on them because you said you were coming up here. No, that's not cool.
Yeah. And you know what? There's only like three companies that own every radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just basically guaranteed you will not work in 1/3 of the industry right now.
Right. And those three companies, they all know each other.
That's true, too. Yeah. Somebody may say something to another company. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, it depends what industry you're in, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really unethical now that you say it. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm on your side now. But here's the other thing. What if they hire Ryan and after a couple of months, they don't like him? They don't want him to move. They don't. They realize that they don't really care about. He's not very good. He's not what they thought he was going to be. Right. Then they can fire him. And it's like, that's not fair to him either, because maybe he was planning on moving.
Yeah, but I think it's on them at that point, because if you hire somebody that's not going to be good for that position, that means you're really bad at hiring people. You better right. vet that person and know what kind of employee you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you shouldn't be hiring people and you should lose your job.
Right. That's a good point.
But yeah, if I'm expecting you to show up at work and you say no, I got to fire you. And it's not going to be good. You're not going to get any separation money. You're not going to get anything. I'm just going to fire you. So I think it's better for Ryan to wait to get the right job.
The right job that it's in your city. Yeah. You know what? Good point.
Yeah. Even my job now, when I interviewed with them, they said, we have places all over the country. So you could go anywhere you want.
Right. And you were like, I'm good here.
And I said, no, if I come here, I'm staying here. I don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, as long as we have that conversation,
right.
I'm not going anywhere.